gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 8-8-2019 live Thursday night show. Dateline, London. A new announcement. The red flag laws. The following people have been arrested. And I will tell you what. William Floyd. William Williams. Oliver Walcott. Roger Sherman. William Ellerly, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Samuel Adams, Stephen Hopkins, Eldridge Gerry, Robert Treat Payne, John Hancock, Josiah Bartlett, William Whipple, Thomas Jefferson. Incidentally, Jefferson was had to be pursued down the hill, and he did return fire and apparently was wounded, allegedly, in this act by the Crown. George Reed, Thomas McKean, James Wilson, George Clymer, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, Richard Henry Lee, George White, William Paga, Samuel Chase, Thomas Stone, Thomas Nelson Jr., Benjamin Harrison, Joseph Hughes, Francis Lightfoot Lee, William Hooper, John Penn, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward, Thomas Lynch Jr., Arthur Middleton, Lyman Hall, and George Wilson. Once again, Dateline London. All of these individuals have been arrested under the Crown Red Flag Law, and all of their firearms have been confiscated, and also all of their wealth and lands and property have been confiscated, because they might just be extremists against King George and the Crown. And no, they have not committed anything other than Thomas Jefferson. He did fire back at the Crown troops coming to arrest him under due warrant from King George. Now, they have been all sent because they're obviously, according to the king, they're obviously crazy. So they've all been sent to mental health facilities. And of course, they will be adjudicated by a court of the crown in the colonies or in London itself. But in this case, they have been removed to London and have been put into bedlam so that they can be taken care of properly for their mental health issues. Meanwhile, in the colonies, the crown is relishing the fact that all these troublemakers have been rounded up because of you, the great Tory people of the colonies, have told and tattletaled on them for being extremists and being somebody who might be a danger to themselves or to the crown. So I will say this to you. If they do not come back, well, then that would be found out that they have been, in fact, guilty of future crimes that they have not yet committed, but that were going to be committed, obviously, because of the great knowledge and scientific ability of the Crown's doctors and scientists. And, of course, they will be put immediately into bedlam and denied food and water for 10 days so that they can then properly get them in a frame of mind so that they will then begin to repent of their future crimes they have not committed. The red flag laws. Fast forward to about the middle of the 2000s, and you recall how old Sheriff Little Dickie Jones of Butler County sent a couple deputies out based upon some VA information that somebody in his county was a troublemaker at the VA, or that he was a, disgruntled and disruptive veteran, and that they put a red flag on his patient record and that they also knew that being a veteran that he had firearms. And so little Dickie Jones back then sent his deputies to arrest this man at his local church. Now, the fact of the matter is that overheard at the time were said deputies talking about it on their radios. And that some ham in that area of Butler County got that, and that information got put out on the air prior to them arriving at the church. I wonder which spouting bird put that out on the air back then. Well, then they decided they had better back off the church and not arrest him in the church there, because there might be other like-minded disgruntled American veterans, and, you know, those guys are disruptive, and their records have all been flagged, and they're annoying and non-compliant and difficult and all of that. Well, I wonder if that was because they can't get proper care at a VA hospital. But nevertheless, they're red flagged, okay? So then those said genius deputies who were real tough guys decided to go back to the guy's house, do an unlawful search because, oh, well, the door was just left open and we were afraid that maybe somebody was in there that he had harmed because he's a red flag, you see. You remember all that horse crap? You remember the Marine who had to go to jail and everything because he protested his guns being taken away? Well, that stuff is still being done. That red flag is, and I heard Judge Napolitano come back to the fold of a constitution for a change here and not take the anti-Trump money for a change. And he said that because this way he is anti-Trump, because Trump has offered the possibility of red flag laws, you know, being signed. Well, the fact is that Napolitano said that this, nobody's committed a crime here as yet. It's just somebody's opinion that they're going to be a danger to themselves or others. And that, in fact, a lot of these red flag laws, they just go and come to the house with a SWAT team and SWAT you down and grab all your guns, take you to the booby hatch for evaluation on the say-so of your asshole neighbor. Like, let's say, for instance, pardon my French, but I don't care. Rand Paul's neighbor, of course, would say that Rand Paul needed a red flag. I'm sure that they wanted to SWAT team Rand Paul, the sitting senator, based upon that guy's information. So your next-door neighbor, because you have fun in your backyard and you had a nice family gathering or you had some friends and family over and you didn't invite the jerkwater next door who's a jerk, or the grumpy old guy or whatever, or the grumpy young guy, or the LGBTQXYZ4379s, because you really didn't want them to be at your party. Not because you hate them, but you see, those people should be able to call up and say, I know so-and-so's got guns, he has threatened me, and he does not like LGBTQ4379s, and therefore he is a white supremacist, racist, misogynist, and that's even if he's black or Hispanic or an Asian, he is. He's a white supremacist. Because he also is for Trump. So then, therefore, we know. So therefore, go to his house, grab his guns. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what this will do is this will start the Civil War. And I'm going to tell you tonight that that tongue-in-cheek report out of London is not too far from the truth, because that is what the stuff will happen. This was out of how the VA Red Flags Patriots, Michelle Malkin, read it. Gun-grabbing crisis vultures just can't let the latest mass shootings go to waste. Red flag laws are now all the rage in the Beltway as the magic pill to prevent homicidal maniacs from wreaking havoc on the nation. Even President Donald Trump has endorsed the idea of preemptively confiscating people's firearms if they are deemed a threat. Mr. President, you should reconsider that, because that is not what this is about. But if you want to know this American version of China's social credit system would work, how to work, how to work in practice, She says, let me remind you of how Veterans Affairs recklessly red flags disruptive citizens without due process, without transparency or accountability in the name of quote-unquote safety. Government bureaucrats routinely deprive our nation's heroes of medical treatment based on arbitrary definitions of who and what constitutes a mental health menace. I first reported on the VA's secretive database on disgruntled, quote-unquote, and disruptive, quote-unquote, vets 5 years ago under the VA policy on, quote-unquote, patient record flags. Federal bureaucracies can classify vets as threats, quote-unquote, based on assessment of their, quote-unquote, difficult or annoying and non-compliant behavior. Oh, you're non-compliant when you resisted because a 250-pound cop just knee-dropped you in the back and you're bucking up because you can't breathe because he knocked all the wind out of you and you got all the wind knocked out of you and then another one's holding your face down in the dirt and another one is kicking you in the groin from behind and another cop is kicking you in the side. If you then resist, then you're non-compliant. Now, that is not all policemen, and I know a lot of good policemen, and I would call them peace officers, people who are doing the right thing, okay? But I also see the videotapes. For instance, I saw one recently of some police officers and a mentally ill man on Mockingbird Lane in Dallas, and they killed the guy. They knee-dropped him. He was already handcuffed, laying on the ground. He had been sitting without any problem. They then told him to lay on the ground, and he laid on the ground. And then the guy said, you're getting ready to kill me, aren't you? And they said, oh, yeah, you dummy, blah, 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 blah. And they started making fun of him. Well, you know what? Guess what? Within about 10 minutes, they had him killed, dead, dead, dead. And he's on the gurney. And then even then, I'm going to tie this in with what we're talking about tonight. The cops then, one of the tough bull Dallas cops says, why don't you give him one of them Green Oaks cocktails, like a real strong sedative in the arm to knock him totally out. Well, when you got a 220 or 250-pound guy sitting on his back and he can't breathe, and the other guy's holding his face in the ground, and the other guy's holding him down from behind, too, and all of that, and then they give him a sedative after the guy's already stopped breathing, and then they get him on the gurney, and I see before that the one policeman says, oh, I think he's still responsive, and I can see his hand manipulating his face to, like, move his head. The guy was dead. He knew he was dead. They put him on the gurney. They take him up in the truck, and the one guy, then they just keep laughing about him. They say, oh, wake up. Your mama's calling you for school. Wake up for school. Come on, your eggs and your pancakes are ready there, little boy. And they're just laughing up a sleeve. And then the one older guy finally says, you don't think we killed him, do you? And he goes up to the gurney and goes up into the EMT truck. And the guy says, he's dead. All right. And then they said, oh, shit, you're kidding me. Yeah. Well, they killed him. So that stuff has got to stop. And I'm going to tell you what. The good police know this goes on and they don't do it. On the other hand, there is stuff that goes on against police that is totally out of bounds and totally ridiculous. And the fact of the matter is, a whole lot of people are trying to kill them. So I understand all of that. But all of this red flag patriot stuff, it's going to go, and it's going to be stuff where they're difficult, they're disgruntled, they're disruptive. You see. And so they're going to get red flagged. All right. And there are undoubtedly, you know, some patients that might pose real threats. But the problem with the process is that it's secret, said Disabled Veterans of America.org. The review process is done in secret, and the veteran will not know who sat on the committee or what evidence presented was prior to the decision. And then the fact of the matter is, you could have a so-called disgruntled patriot, VA, client, a veteran, who may refuse to take their psychotropic drugs to so-called cure his PTSD or his mental illness when In fact, there's been no diagnosis of his mental illness. But they're going to hand him this stuff to wipe his memory and to wipe it out and to feel good. And why don't you take a little trip and blah, 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 blah. And maybe they take a little trip and then maybe they find the right guy who had the right skill sets and then they take him into the shrink and then they give him a little bit more. And then they give him 10 or 12 other pills and then he goes psychotic. So then they got to bring him in and then they tune him up for MK Ultra and turn him in. You people, do you remember Jesse Ventura's TV show? Incidentally, most all of that's wiped off online. I wished I'd have kept everything like that when it came on. But do you remember all of the stuff about the super soldiers and the MK Ultra assassins and how there was a guy that was in the room and Ventura is with this one doctor and they go down the line and everything and then the doctor gives some kind of cue and all of a sudden this guy comes up out of the chair and he comes walking in and he sticks his finger out and he starts squeezing the trigger like of a pretend gun. And Jesse Ventura didn't know it was going to happen. All that can be done. The answer to these shootings, to a great degree, allegedly, there was with this guy in Allen, Texas, that his daddy is some kind of was a drug addict for 30 or 40 years, apparently, and had drinking and drug problems. And then now he's a counselor or some kind of a mental health, therapist. And he uses the Tibetan sound bowls and all of that kind of stuff and takes the stir thing and goes around the edge of him and makes certain tones and temple frequencies and all that stuff to ring the bell. Well, anyway, apparently he was associated with this, what was it? This Timberlawn group. That was found by the federal government and FBI found them to be passing out psychotropics handed out like candy to veterans and non-veterans, many who had no diagnosed mental illness or any kind of a problem, and that they had services where part of a group of that was owned allegedly by Health Services Corp or whatever, and that apparently there were people that worked in that Timberlawn group that had allegedly previous association with Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, who Gottlieb had created most of the MK Ultra, MK Naomi, MK Artichoke, MK Bluebird, MK Offen, MK this, MK that, Monarch programming, presidential model programming, the whole nine yards, looking for the mind control assassin, looking for the Superman that they could control from the background and send them in, unbeknownst to themselves that they even had this other aspect. And then with women that they trained up into the presidential models, many of them and many of the men as well had been allegedly richly abused from birth on to create alternative personalities. Well, won't you know, one of these people that had worked with Sidney Gottlieb was very famous allegedly for working with multi-personalities, and that that person, although Timberlawn is out of business now, I guess, that person was there at the same time as this El Paso shooter's daddy. Now, that is just an association, but I'm going to tell you what, this guy and his manifesto, and who's running all this? The same FBI that, well, did you hear last night? Let me just go on a side about the FBI. 14 top FBI agents found guilty or found that they were leaking classified information to media and TV and print and press and what have you. Out of that 14 top FBI agents, only 4 of them were fired, and none of them have been prosecuted. Now, how's that for the FBI? Integrity. Let's just take the integrity out of there, because the integrity is gone. Don't ever trust an FBI agent ever again. Do not ever trust the FBI or any of them. You just say Fifth Amendment right. I want an attorney. That's it. You got a search warrant. If not, get off my property. Get out of here. All right? Because I'm telling you, the top of the food chain of the FBI are crooks, scumbags, Luciferians, communists, and are traitors to the United States government and to you, the people. And they don't get prosecuted. McCabe now. Strzok is suing the Attorney General and the FBI, okay, and Ray Ray. But Ray Ray, apparently, Christopher Perfectly Coiffed Ray, and old Malibu Buddy Bowditch, number two under Christopher Perfectly Coiffed Ray Ray. And they got a little better cut of suit than the other guys do, too. And they probably get their hair cut with fire and razor cuts and that kind of stuff. But old Bodie's got the right gel, or he used to. Well, those guys apparently, allegedly, from what I've read, that they've been letting Strzok come into the FBI with a visitor's badge and go and meet with the people in the FBI in the top slots. And if you're a junior FBI, a junior G-man out there, you'd better find out about this. And if you find out about it, why don't you go and quit your job and go to work for somebody else and earn an honest living rather than working for these traitorous scumbags who tried to overthrow the United States government with a coup d'etat against President Trump. And who even now, allegedly, even now may be involved, Dip 5 or the counterintelligence corps, those types of the FBI, and of course the hostage rescue boys and all of that. And then some of the deep-seated hitters that you don't talk about, or that you hire on the side. Well, those people, you see, are they involved with these MK Ultra shooters? Have they been directed them? Who wrote that manifesto? I don't think that kid wrote that manifesto. It's too pat. And then at the same time, when you have this Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders loving, porno grind, wear a woman's dress, naked underneath there, wear a woman's dress and grind out stuff about menstrual periods and that kind of junk music, who then wrote on the bathroom wall in high school that this is my kill list and this is my rape list and all of that kind of stuff. And when they got those guys, oh, well, then the motive is unclear, you see. Well, the fact of the matter is the Gilroy, California guy, now we know that he turned the gun on himself. That's a classic program that once you draw the police response, they then usually suicide themselves with the gun. The next response, obviously because it fit the narrative, and incidentally, you got to understand that this kid from Allen, Texas, Prucius or whatever the name is, that somebody changed his affiliation of party from Democrat to Republican, and his religion, which there was no religion listed or anything, to Christian. And they did that after he had already started the shooting. So FBI, why don't you find out who did that? And you're going to find it's likely somebody in the CIA or even in your own organization that did it. So consequently, they're the ones who sent this guy to provide a narrative because at the top slots from Lucifer on down, Lucifer into the Rothschilds, Soros, all the different people, Rockefellers, all the different ones at the top, turning taxes. All the different ones down into the banks, into the corporations, into the top slots of government, military and intelligence, and into science and health, you see, and medical, you know. It's the corporate complex, you see, banking complex. So we've got all these psychotropics being handed out. You got the, I used to remember the old game, which was Duke Nukem or something, where they used to shoot people with the different things. Now it's quite sophisticated. But I don't play any of those games. I just remember seeing the kids playing them back a number of years ago. But these red flags are basically going to put you and take your guns away. And then they're trying to push it. And then when they ask Beto O'Rourke about president being a white supremacist, that's the farthest crap that you ever can imagine. But Beto, the guy asked, was this going to happen again while he's spewing this white supremacist rhetoric? And Beto said, you can bet it'll happen. Well, Beto, do you know that it's going to happen? If you do, then maybe they should talk to you. Now, I'll tell you what, last Friday night, the Lord had put it on my mind because I was thinking about the Gilroy shooter and how that was MK Ultra and classic, you see. And at the right timing, right after Congress left, you know, D.C., you see, perfect timing for a dramatic reappearance that now Pelosi and everybody's calling for. Meanwhile, when the leftist scum are outside of Mitch McConnell's house threatening to stab him in the effing heart. And when he posts that video of them online on his Twitter account, Twitter disbands his account and cuts his account out. And others that put that up there. Well, that is what you call, you see, portion here of how it's being done, and it really goes to the Declaration of Independence, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. But you see, if you read the Declaration of Independence, then you could be considered to be a red flag person. All right? If you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which Judge Napolitano said this afternoon, that basically if they pass a federal red flag law, then they're going to destroy the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. If you do not own firearms or you do not have enough, let's say you've got a shotgun, but you would like to have a rifle or a pistol or a revolver, I suggest that you go post haste and buy whatever you can. And I suggest just on the good thing in terms of inflation, because, you know, we know inflation is going to start really taking off as the dollar starts to drop. So you know that ammunition is going to get more expensive and guns get more expensive in the future. Perhaps you should take advantage of the lower prices now and go get you some and get you a minimum of 1,000 rounds. And at the same time, did you know that they watch those statistics every day, every week? That those in the intel and the government world and then the fiddling boys... Okay, we're going to leave out the I for integrity because there is no integrity in the FBI from the top down. From the head down, the body dies from the rotten head, let me tell you. Now, Comey, they're going to disregard, you know, his leaking of classified information and illegally possession of classified information at his home, and they're going to decline to prosecute that. And then Sean Hannity's being told by sources that, of course, they're still going to go after all these people, and they've got them, and they're going to do this and that. When are they going to do it? The year 2021? When Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are, Biden's the vice president, Kamala Harris is the president? When are they going to do it? I told you that Barr would try to probably sweep this under the rug as he did back in the late 80s in Arkansas during the Operation Centaur Rose that was run by George Poppy Bush, Black Rose. And that also involved Nella, Arkansas, and Mena, Arkansas, and the triangular trade of cocaine, all other drugs, firearms to the Contras, and laundry of money. And that the Clintons were involved, and that there was Clinton lists, you know what I'm saying? Arkansas lists. And having talked to some of the troopers personally that were in that era back then, having talked to Terry Reed numerous times, who also flew out of Mena, Arkansas, and was training Contra pilots, but he also had, prior to that, he had worked in Thailand and was involved in, tasking, bombing on the Ho Chi Minh Trail with people. And he was a good guy. And then he was sent, after working with Oliver North, a.k.a. John Cathy, you see? Ladies and gentlemen, you really should get, if you're not avail yourself of it, get compromised Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reed and John Cummings. Have them order it at the bookstore. It's probably out of print. And while you're at it, why don't you get JFK by L. Fletcher Prouty? And while you're at it, get Rise of the Fourth Reich by Jim Mars and Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars, and you would get a very good idea and understanding of modern history. Throw in Prelude to Terror by Joseph J. Trento. But now, I'm going to tell you, the answer to these shootings is not the Red Flag Law, although in both instances, both of the Dayton shooter and the El Paso shooter, red flags were thrown up by various people prior to that, and nothing was done or investigated or looked into, apparently. But you see, we have a unconfirmed or cloudy motivation with the guy who is Elizabeth Warren supporter and Bernie Sanders supporter, who is an Antifa supporter and allegedly was at an Antifa meeting or an Antifa protest with the very same weapon that he allegedly used in the Oregon district. Now, we also come back to the fact that even when the CNN guy is interviewing this man in the hospital in El Paso, he says that he wished his grandmother, who always carried a .38, his mother always carried a .38 in her purse, but she left it home that day because they were just going to Walmart, okay? Now, where was Walmart headquartered out of? You know? Well, where are we talking about on Centaur Rose and high, you know, involvement of CIA? I don't know. I don't know if there is any association. I sure hope not. But they did stop selling any kind of semi-automatic weapons, didn't they? So maybe people should stop going there and go somewhere else. You know? And if you cannot take your firearm in there because they have a no firearm policy, can you imagine if there had been 5 or 10 people in that vicinity when that kid came in? Or can you imagine this? You remember Walmart used to have a greeter at the front door saying, "Hi, welcome to Walmart." And it was always a good old guy that had a good, you know, a good voice and a good, you know, happy tone and a real positive sort of upbeat guy. They got rid of all those guys. Why? And some of them were veterans. They used to be like World War II or Korea or Vietnam War veterans, you see. Why not get a security guard or a police officer at the front of every Walmart. What would be wrong with that? If you're not going to allow people to defend themselves inside, and some defended themselves inside by throwing water bottles and cans or whatever, or pop bottles at this kid, who then finally turned on them and started shooting at him, got the guy in the foot or whatever, and then he ran through a door, and then here, what's he find? He finds a woman who is a Border Patrol agent who, in spite of the policy of the agency, left her sidearm at home. If you had people in that store that had firearms, you could have had him taken out after about the first two, three, four shots and not be allowed to unload. So the answer to this stuff is MK Ultra. It is not red flags. It is not come and take all of the guns. And there's a good article. Why don't you send this article to your local newspaper, to your local radio station, to your local TV stations? Send it to your representative. Send it to your senator. Send it up to Trump. Send it up to everybody in the whole entire. Fax it to everybody in Congress. It's called Follow the Dots, MK Ultra and the El Paso Shooting, Blacklisted News. Send it to all of the people on Fox, CNN, all of those places. Start emailing them the articles about MK Ultra and the fact that these are being utilized, just as William Cooper said, and behold a pale horse years ago. But prior to that, we used to talk about it prior to that. Because I recall Buford R. Bureau, who shot up a Jewish preschool or a Jewish day school in California. And I can remember online, Bo Greitz was on air in those days, Colonel Bo Greitz. And Colonel Bo said that he called the Pentagon and asked for that guy by name, and they gave him a phone line. They gave him a line that went to a voicemail for that guy. Do you remember the D.C. snipers? You remember the D.C. snipers, the older man trained out in Washington State, you know, as a sniper, and maybe tuned up out there, too. You know, that those two snipers, do you remember after they'd killed a number of people, that you remember Chief Moose of the Montgomery County Police Department or Metro Police or whatever it was called? Chief Moose, and he had his big Maryland hat on, the whole bit, cool uniforms. And I can remember him being on air on TV saying to these snipers, he was talking to them, you see, and he said, "I'm saying the words you are longing to hear. You're stuck like a duck in a noose." Kind of non sequitur, isn't it? In other words, it doesn't jive. It's kind of weird, isn't it? A non sequitur saying from a police chief. He was saying the words that the snipers were longing to hear. You're stuck like a duck in a noose. That was the canceling of the operation. You know, they found them about an hour, 2 hours later, sound asleep, like in almost in a deep hypnotic or somnambulistic state, in the car in a rest area, and they took them without incident. Do you remember John Hinckley, who the night before or the weekend before, the Friday night before, Hinckley on Monday or Tuesday shot at Reagan and shot the various people outside of that hotel? You remember that it was one of the Bush family, I believe it was the Colorado Bush boy, that had dinner with the Bush family friends, the Hinckleys, up there in the Denver area. You see, this stuff is used for social change or to go in and take out, you know, the top slot. Okay. Do you recall Sirhan Sirhan and how he, although he had a 22, a nine-shot 22 revolver, that RFK was never hit with a 22. And they say Sirhan killed RFK. No, allegedly, it was a security guard who had mob ties that immediately all after that allegedly moved to the PI to Philippine Islands, all right, and disappeared, allegedly from books and et cetera and studies, Eugene Thane Cesar, okay? And that he had a .38, allegedly shot Kennedy in the back of the head with a .38, which is the exact forensic of the wound, but they always say Sirhan did it, but he didn't have a .38. And Rosie Greer was breaking his fingers and Rafer Johnson, and they were working on him pretty good, and against a 350-pound defensive lineman from football, Rosie Greer, old Sirhan, who was about 5'7 and a Palestinian, was holding his own against him. Because he had the MK Ultra type hypnotic strength, you see. And of course, you get into looking at Sirhan. It was just like the Manchurian candidate. There was a woman in a polka dot dress that he saw, and when he saw the polka dot dress and whatever it is she said, she gave him the word and activated him, and he became the diversion. So, you got that one. You got Hinckley. You got Oswald, you know. And Oswald, was he really Oswald, or was he another guy? All right. Was he an Oswaldo? Because he sure doesn't look the same. Earlier Marine, who was taller, does not look like the shorter Oswald later. Now, to get into that, you could look into Crossfire by Jim Mars. You could also look into, as I said, JFK or Fletcher Prouty. You could also look at a book called Best Evidence by David S. Lipton. And then you could look at The First High Treason by Robert J. Groden, who I've met. I met him down in Dallas by the grassy knoll there in the pergola. I've told that story many times. But then allegedly his writing partner was screwed the pooch in version 2 and turned on him. But Groden was the guy who was the Select Committee of Assassinations photographic expert, you see. And in his book, The Search for Lee Harvey Oswald and The Killing of the President, if you got those two books, which have all kind of pictures and good, solid information, you won't believe it. But you see, this has been going on a long time. And you go back to the Lone Nut Assassins. And you go back to mesmerization and hypnosis. But you want to know what, ladies and gentlemen? We have a real problem because this country now is becoming quite dangerous. In a lot of different ways, you see. So this gun control is going to be the vehicle that they're going to try to drive to try to come in. And just like, what was it in the survey taken by the naval officer that originally was for his master's degree or PhD that he gave to the Marines at 29 Palms years ago, where one of the questions they ask is, after the Congress and the President have declared that all firearms must be turned in after a period of 15 days, that after said period of 15 or 30 days, whatever it will be, would you be willing to fire upon U.S. citizens in the course of gun confiscation? Now, the officers back then and up through to a certain period of time, the officers answered about 70 to 80%, yes, I would. The enlisted people and non-coms back then were about 60 to 70% saying, no, I would not. Now, I'm sure that has changed since that time, because a lot of the non-coms and down into that level even are now of the pink jockstrap brigade, or they're females, or like you got a Navy admiral, a woman, whose only boat she was ever on was like a tugboat, you know, and they made her admiral, the head of some, you know, sinky-dink deal, you know. Put her on the big admiralty, you know. I got no problem that she's a woman or that she was African-American. I got a problem because she had no experience in the Naval. And then all of the good boat drivers, they got rid of them. All of the Mustang admirals, they got rid of them because maybe they got too drunk. They drank two fists of whiskey one trip when they went overseas, and they were obviously drunks. Or back in 1978, they had an affair with another officer's wife. Of course, then they were, you know, violation of the policies, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get real dangerous. We're headed to civil war. At the same time, we're headed to a financial collapse. Headed to a financial collapse because of the tremendous amount of debt, and also because the high-level bankers, Luciferian Illuminati bankers and heads of corporations and people that own entire classes of assets. Like, for instance, one time, the Rockefellers at one time owned about 50% of the fertilizer production in the world, or controlled it. If you have a Rothschild family that might be worth, allegedly, up to $300 trillion, do you understand that's a little bit more than maybe somebody with $1 billion or $2 billion and owns a few hotels? That those trillionaires eat the billionaires, and the billionaires, then they eat the millionaires. And if we're sitting down here at our level, for the most part, you know what they consider us to be? Deplorables. Flotsam and jetsam is another word. Stupid hillbillies, you know. Corn huskers, you know. Ignorant cowboys. Farmer Joes, you know, all the kind of stuff that they say about the people that ain't living on the coasts and who ain't making $1 million a year or more. But you see, we're the enemy. According to them, we're the deplorables, and they got to kill us in some new movie, you see. The liberal elite, the progressive elite, you see, must eliminate those misogynist, jingoist, bunga, 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 all of those deplorables from the face of the earth, you see. So then we can then, they figure, can welcome Lucifer, the light bringer, on to the scene, you see. And planet Earth, no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony for all. Georgia Guidestones. Well, let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you want to keep old Hawk on the air, you want to keep old Hawk doing what he does, okay? And I can use that assistance. Anything is most needed and welcome. Easiest is Federal Reserve notes, metals. Check, money order, okay, too. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold, and God bless all who send some. And there's a hand pull that's always very regular and nice, and have always kept me in the kept me here for over 15 years now. And you don't stay that long saying what I'm saying and not being afraid to mention the name of the Lord Jesus and tell you that there's power in the blood of Jesus and you ought to repent of your sins to him, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean with that blood. He will clean you up, and you can be the most far gone. And I'm telling you, if you do what I just ask you to do, take the best deal it is in town, because if you do, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. You believe on him, you see? And then what else does he give you? John 14, he tells you believe on him, or you believe in him for the very work's sake, you see? He tells you that there, doesn't he? But you see, we're getting ready to come to a time, and we're already there where it's, you know, Matthew 24 and Luke 21, because I'll tell you, in Luke 21, we know that before all of these, and that's why I always read this one as well as Matthew 24. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places. And famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And his name is Jesus. So before all of these, and what does he tell you? And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. We're coming down to it. Coming right down here, ladies and gentlemen. And they're talking about red flag laws and all of this. Well, you know, the next thing it can say is, you know, these Christians are haters. And they read their Bible and they say that, you know, LGBTQ 5, 4, 7, 3, 2, 9s are not good and that they're sinners, you see. And it's all these Christians, particularly if they're white, and veterans, you see. Oh, boy. Then they're true haters. And anybody who has a gun, they should have their guns taken. But you know what? Because they're Christians, you see, and the American Psychological Association or the XYZ Psychological Association or the Psychiatric Hoopa-Dupa Association or whatever says that Christians, you see, are flawed. And it's a neuroses or a psychosis. Well, then we should keep them from hurting others. You see how it goes? You want gun control? Then you're going to have the communists and the Luciferians and the red Chinese and the Ruskies and all of the worst people in the U.S. FBI, CIA, DIA, NSA, DOJ, only those worst people are going to have the guns, and they're going to come for you to kill you and to take you out or to put you in just like a sign that was put on a Republican congressional staffer's car, and it had a death's head on it in red paint and everything like blood, saying, "Death camps for Trump supporters." Make no mistake about it. Do not go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Do not do it. Now, let me tell you something that Brother Quayle, 47 years ago, he was telling me this the other day. God bless Steve Quayle. Quayle, stevequayle.com. Go up there, get his books. buy some gold or silver for him at Renaissance Precious Metal. Sign up for the upcoming Branson conference about solving the alien question. It's going to be incredible. If you can't go, then pre-order the DVDs, and you'll get a free book of his called Terminated. The End of Man is Near. But Brother Quayle is telling me it'd be about 47 years ago. And he bought at that time because he was such a, he was so happy that he got saved. That he bought two actual pages out of a 1611 King James Bible. One of the ones printed back then. And one of the pages had the Holy Bible. It was like a frontispiece kind of a thing. And it showed the various artwork and stuff on it. The Holy Bible, blah, 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 containing the Old Testament and New Testament, etc. Then it had pictures of God and Jesus and Moses and different people. And then he had this other page, and guess what it was? It was Revelations chapters 11 and 12. And Brother Steve was on his knees in front of this praying at one period of time. And he had asked the Lord, you see, back then, what is going to start the Great Tribulation? The Great Tribulation. Which will be about 3.5 years. And he was told by the Lord to look up at the corner of the page of the Bible, the 1611 King James that he had bought, and he had framed, and it said, an earthquake. They expect a great earthquake of a 10 or 11, according to Brother Quayle and some inside sources. It's going to hit Cascadia and the West Coast. When, we don't know, but that's what they expect. And that will start, according to Brother Quayle, the Great Tribulation. Don't go into there, Luciferian knife out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand, Lord Jesus, stand for your family. Stand for your fellow rights, your children. Don't let your guns be taken away. Go out, get more, get your food, get everything. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready, and old Mickey LaPula. Without question. You and General McCormick had a lot of fun to do. Goodness. God bless you. It is a